Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father, Creator and Lord over all that is or ever will be, powerful, mighty in majesty, yet desiring to know us, desiring for us to know you, and be in relationship with you, a relationship like a father to a child. May we be amazed and be drawn closer to you in everyday fellowship and worship. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Two of the most powerful days of my life were the births of my precious daughters. One daughter will be 7 years old this week, and the other daughter will be a teenager next spring. I can hardly believe how fast the time has flown from those first few days in the hospital changing diapers and cradling my little girls in my arms. To hear them call me daddy is one of the sweetest sounds in the world. Over the years, when they would sit in my lap, I would ask them, "Will you sit in my lap when you're 16 years old?" You see, I want a relationship with my daughters. I want to be their father, to be daddy to them as best as I can. I know I fail and I fall short, but I do want to be their father. I want that special relationship to last. I will love them no matter what they do. That's what fathers do. Love, guide, build up, protect, provide, be an example, forgive, and help tie shoes after helping find the shoes in the mad dash out the door to get to school on time. Even then, I just cannot understand why some men don't want to be daddy to their kids. The fatherlessness of this culture is having a tremendous devastation effect on children. The connection between fatherlessness and adolescent disruptive antisocial behavior has been acknowledged for years. And it goes on. For me, I love my girls. I want to be there for them. I don't want to miss anything in their lives. The time is too short and the time is too precious to miss. Before I know it, I'll have a daughter heading off to college. But I still want to be daddy, no matter what their age may be. Father, this word father is a word of relationship. Family relationship. And we just do not understand the remarkable occurrence that took place when Jesus said, "When you pray, pray like this, Our Father in heaven." We who are so familiar with praying, "Our Father who art in heaven," we miss the shocking statement Jesus said when he said that we may call God our Father. This term of endearing relationship for their God was unheard of for the Jewish people. God is holy. God is all powerful. God is so other. That to approach God like a child approaching a human, like approaching a father, was the farthest thing from their minds. God's name was so holy that a very fastidious ritual was followed before even writing the four Hebrew letters of the name. God's name was so holy, they would not speak the name at all. Here Jesus is telling us that the God who is holy, the God who created all things, deeply cares for us and wants us to call that holy creating God our Father. And more than that, this God, the one true God, knows us and loves us and truly, truly loves us and wants to love us like a father loving a child. From Luther's Small Catechism, "Our Father who art in heaven, what does this mean?" With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that He is our true Father and that we are His children, so that with all boldness and confidence, we may ask Him as dear children ask their dear Father. As children ask their dear Father, do you see God? Do you see God as your Father in heaven? In some theological circles, there's a walking away from what Jesus said. They want to put aside the word Father and substitute just about anything but that word Father. You just can't use the word Father. And the reason given is that so many people have had bad experiences with their human fathers. The relationship is so broken that approaching God as Father is impossible for them. Using human logic, this seems to make a good case to do this. However, we have no right to change what Jesus said. Jesus said, when you pray, pray our Father. No other name was given. No other option was given. Father is what Jesus said. And to put it more plainly and bluntly, God said, pray our Father. Jesus is the Son of God and fully God. Jesus is not some Tom, Dick, or Harry from around the corner with a bright idea that we should call the God of all things Father. This was very God, a very God saying, our Father. Now these same theologians answer back that Jesus was in a patriarchal society. Of course he would use the word, the term Father. But if Jesus was in another society, perhaps a matriarchal society, he would have used the term mother. But this misses the point also. Jesus spoke his mind. He reached out to the most outcast sinner with compassion. Society's conventions at the time did not constrain Jesus. If they did, would Jesus have the harshest words spoken to the Pharisees or Sadducees and teachers of the law? Would Jesus have sat with the sinners, the outcasts, the tax collectors, the publicans, the prostitutes, and so forth? Jesus spoke the very word of God. Never forget that Jesus is God. Our Father in heaven. There is no way of getting away from this clear teaching of the Word of God, from the mouth of God, Jesus the Christ. Now, this is very important. When theology goes bad, when the theology of the church goes bad, the actions and the morals of that same church will soon follow in a likewise fashion and go bad. Churches that have embraced the terms mother and creator, avoiding any term to avoid that term father, they will go to any extreme. If you look at those churches' actions, they have gone bad. They are the very same ones who are embracing the culture's definition of gender and lost that clear understanding of Scripture that marriage is between a man and a woman. And you will also see many of these same churches, theology that has gone bad, have lost a clear sight of who Jesus as the Christ truly is. And they have embraced goddess worship called Sophia, wisdom worship. When theology goes bad, the teachings and actions and morals of the church will soon follow and go bad. That's why it's important for us to have and remember and continually remind ourselves of what it means to be a follower of the living God. And the theology follows from the Word of God, that Scripture alone. You'll notice Paul, in writing his letters, opened with this phrase over and over again. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. James, the brother of our Lord, also wrote, God our Father. Jesus said, our Father. And these early church leaders and teachers used our Father regularly in referring to God. Now back to the individuals who have truly been deeply wounded by human fathers. I begin with saying, I am truly sorry that has happened to you. No children should be wounded in that manner by their fathers. I truly am sorry for the pain you have experienced and perhaps still hold. I invite you to turn to God and look to Him to be your Father that you have always wanted, to be your Father that you've always needed. That is what God wants to be in your life. God wants to be your Father in your life. It is not like that shocking moment when Luke Skywalker finds out Darth Vader is his father. There is no dark side in God the Father. There's perfect love, holy goodness, compassion beyond understanding. All of that is waiting for you in God the Father's arms. There is healing for all your wounds in the Father's arms. The Father gave His Son to redeem you and all people. This Father loves you that much. Will you learn to love God the Father too? Believe in the Son of God. And you have the right to become a child of God. Believe in the Son of God, and you have every right to call God your Father because He has adopted you and made you His own. Tremendous healing awaits you when you see God as Father. God the Father is one part of the Christian faith all other religions cannot mimic. All other religions are really impersonal. They really are indifferent to suffering. Now, our God, our Father in heaven, deeply cares for us. God wants to be our Father, to wipe away our tears, heal our broken hearts, mend our souls. He gave the Son for our sin to redeem us. Will He not give us all things else that we truly need? We don't have to babble to get God's attention. Call on the Father. And the painful memories of childhood will be healed. It may take time, but you will find healing in the arms of your Father in heaven. I cannot stress enough to you that if you are not in that place in your Christian journey that you understand and truly see the God of the universe as our Father in heaven, please don't leave today without praying with me, for this will be life-changing for you. To have that bold and robust relationship with God as your Father, it's life-giving to your soul. You'll feel, my Father in heaven really cares about me. My Father in heaven watches over me. My Father in heaven really does know what is going on in my life, so I can rest peacefully in his arms, knowing all things will work out okay because my Father loves me and I love my Father in heaven. Are you there in your Christian walk? Can you say, my Father, when speaking of God, talking of God with others, and praying to God, our Father in heaven? This emphasis is important for you and for your faith walk with the Lord your God. Lord, that is a distant word. God, that's a distant word. Perhaps feeling unapproachable. But Father, Father, I can run into my Father's arms. Again, to help understand this running to the Father's arms, watch my daughter Aria on traditional worship Sundays during passing of the peace. Watch her find me and get the biggest loving hug. Or watch Aria on Sundays during communion. Watch as I reach down and bless her. She hugs and kisses me. Now multiply that relationship you see between me and my daughter Aria into a God-sized one. And you'll begin to be aware and see that our Father in heaven loves us. Our Father in heaven loves us. Loves you. Amen. And amen.